Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whitey.
Good morning and welcome to Public Pulse. Now, recovering from an illness or an injury can be a painful, slow, and difficult process. Depending on the injury or the illness, recovery can take months and even years. Having to exercise a joint, stretch new skin grafts, or complete repetitive movements over and over again can be painful, frustrating, and physically exhausting. But it's needed to help you recover or to speed up that recovery. It takes a special type of person to stand next to you, to support you through this process, and to coach you back to health. And joining me this morning is physical therapist Charlotte Walter from the Wyoming Rehab of Sheridan Memorial Hospital. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning, Floyd.
How's your spring going so far?
Wet. It's very rainy.
Yeah.
Yes, I just got my garden in finally, and it's wet, but not warm enough quite. And we've had to delay a lot of hiking plans because it's a little muddy yet on the trails.
How big's your garden?
I have a 30 by 10 plot up at the hospital. The hospital has an employee garden.
How
so
cool
it's a pretty, pretty big spot, and it's a great, they provide water and a tall fence. So it's a good spot for us. Yeah.
You know, that's a very relaxing thing to go out there and
it
garden
every
now. I had some folks on the show yesterday, and that's exactly what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, where were you born, Charlie?
I was born in southeastern South Dakota in Mitchell.
Ah, so you're used to kind of the area, the region.
Yes, the region, yes.
Yeah. What was your upbringing like? Was it like farm or urban?
Yes, very rural area. So I grew up in a small town called Howard, and I grew up on a farm where we raised cattle and hogs and crops. So very active in that. And then I moved out here for the mountains. So that's why I am here.
Now, growing up on that farm, looking back on, you know, friends, relatives of the family, when you look at that, did you see a lot of injuries that you could have, that physical therapy could have helped along with? I mean, even before we started the show, mm-hmm. you and I were talking about things that I've done in my past that I've had to pay prices for. Mm-hmm. But in ag, it's such a physical lifestyle.
Yes.
So do you remember seeing those things growing up?
Well, I guess very personally, my dad, he has had two knee replacements and shoulder surgery. So yes, absolutely. And not necessarily preventative in the sense, but more of how to keep moving and keep strong and keep active after those things. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really physical lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Now, what is it that brought you here to Sheridan? Was it the work? Was it something else?
Mm-hmm. I think the really, again, most thing was the outdoor recreation. I was living in South Carolina after I graduated and wanted to move closer to home. And so Wyoming Bighorns were the closest like mountain range with a lot of outdoor recreation that was still drivable distance to visit my family and remain closer to them.
Now, when it comes to the definition of physical therapy, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of folks out there who have something in their head, but what is the definition?
Mm-hmm.
Textbook definition.
Okay, I'll have to go back to my APTA. So a textbook definition is really the purpose of physical therapy is to optimize movement so that people can maintain their functional and recreational and workplace activities. So we want to optimize if you do have an injury or optimize post-surgically or an illness of how do we get you back to full possible function to still do those things that you want to.
Now, what inspired you to become a physical therapist? Mm-hmm. I mean, usually, you know, folks have got an event in their life. Was there ever something like that where you're like, you know
there
what?
There was an event, yes. My 11th grade, we had a combined home rec careers class, and we took a career cruising survey based on interest and aptitudes and strengths and weaknesses, and physical therapist was actually my first match. And so our assignment was to shadow within, you know, one of our first matches. And so I had shadowed a PT in Howard. It was a great experience, and I knew that I wanted to be in the medical field, and that seemed like a great fit based on that shadowing experience and my interests at that time.
Wow. So this is something that you've known you wanted to do for a long
yes.
time.
Yes.
A lot of people end up getting into college and maybe changing something, mm-hmm. but you really wanted to be a physical therapist.
Yeah, I think it was actually the opposite. The more that I learned about physical therapy and the more that I learned of like what the field can do, I became more and more interested and has led me to my like, specialty interests and career where I am now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, what is the educational process to become a physical therapist?
Yeah, so at this point, all physical therapists coming out of school have to obtain a doctorate degree. So typically you have to obtain a bachelor's degree prior to applying to a doctorate program. So I have my doctorate in physical therapy.
So you're a doctor.
I am a doctor. Yes, Dr. Walter is my official title. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So how difficult was this to get through the educational process? I mean, was there a big challenge that you can remember?
Yeah, I do remember. I remember describing my first semester of PT school to a family friend of it's like trying to drink through a fire hose yeah. as far as all the information and so much that you're trying to learn and absorb in those few years of that doctorate program.
Now, do you have to go through like I would imagine you do, like a type of clinicals?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Each program is a little bit different, but you're required to go through so many weeks of clinical experience. So, for example, in my program, we had, I believe, 30 weeks, and that's split into like four different clinical experiences across a variety of settings.
Now, was there any point where you second-guessed yourself? I know, like, we as humans, we all get to mm-hmm. that point where we're mm-hmm. like, you know what, is this what I'm supposed to do? Because I'm... did that ever happen with you?
Really, no. I think more so I was able to figure out what settings were I was not as interested in or wanted to move away from, but yeah. still within that physical therapy realm.
All right. Well, Doc, do you specialize in a specific field?
Mm-hmm.
Of physical therapy.
Yes, I do. Actually, in the last couple of years, I've received educational or further educational training in the area of pelvic health physical therapy, which I found to be, yes, incredibly rewarding and something I'm very, very excited and passionate about.
So. Now, when it comes to that, because I can look back and a lot of the guys who I served with, we're all getting surgeries now. Mm-hmm. And we've all hit that age where we're paying
yes,
the toll
yes.
for being young. A lot of hip surgeries
sure.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
So is it... Because that's such a primary pivot in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Is there just a lot that the pelvis affects that we don't even really think about?
I think so. And I think helpful to recognize how the hip fits into a larger chain of the body and is involved in any, you know, spinal movement of flexion or extension or lifting or loading, as well as connected to the knee, too. I think with the specialty of pelvic health, we're more looking at concerns regarding like bowel and bladder function, pregnancy and postpartum, sexual dysfunction, things like that.
Wow. So mm-hmm. a lot of things can be linked to that.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Is that what kind of drew you to that once you started seeing that, hey,
yeah.
this might be the mm-hmm. key component to the mm-hmm. whole equation?
Yeah. I think more so I took a short intensive during PT school that talked about pregnancy and postpartum and how many changes happen during that period for women in particular. And so something that I found, especially in physical therapy, the fact that so many things you don't have to live with, so many things we can improve and again optimize, and especially when it comes to like peeing your pants after you have kids or yeah. like you can't exercise or do the things you want to because of those things, doesn't have to. And so that's where pelvic health can really help and come in and address those concerns.
There's a certain level of patience that physical therapists need that a lot of other doctors let's just say that it's not required of them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I've got an old cowboy type of father,
mm-hmm.
and longtime listeners know his personality. Very traditional man.
Yeah.
He suffered burns over 30% of his body. He got a skin graft. This graft went right in front of his shoulder, and he had to stretch that so that he could get his arm up.
Mm-hmm.
I love my father, but I've never seen him be more difficult of a human being
yeah.
than having to do that.
Yes. And I think helpful to recognize that people are coming to us when they're really frustrated and they're in pain and they're not able to be at work or doing the activities that they want to. So I think helpful to keep that perspective of we're not seeing them at their best, but we're trying to get them back to their best.
When it comes to the training to deal with them. I mean, is there like a special section of the school?
No, unfortunately, we don't have a class on that. And I think it's more the type of personality that would be drawn to that career, as well as more and more experience and just perspective over time.
Yeah, because when you're in that much pain, mm-hmm. and you have to do it over, and you know, okay, mm-hmm. 3 o'clock on Wednesday,
yes.
I've got to go put yes. myself through this torture.
Yeah.
Even though it's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it takes a special type of person to sit there and talk me out of giving up.
I agree. Yes, I would agree. And would encourage folks that, I mean, it's worth it. It's worth that investment of time and effort and energy and often discomfort to achieve those goals that we're working towards.
And just so everybody knows, my father actually has full movement.
Yeah.
He's got shoulder now.
Yeah.
He used some colorful words the entire time.
I've heard a few.
Yes. Now, what types of rehab are available up at Sheridan Memorial Hospital?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so specifically at Wyoming Rehab in the outpatient setting, we have speech therapy as well as occupational therapy and physical therapy.
What is speech therapy as far as, because I mean, there's certain injuries that to the brain
yes.
that can really affect yes. how I talk.
Yes, it can. Yeah, so speech therapy, I admit I am not an expert in speech therapy. My understanding is that, yes, we can, or speech therapists can help folks after some kind of, you know, brain injury or brain trauma, as well as after a stroke, as well as if they have any, you know, cognitive deficits or language deficits, things of that nature.
And I imagine that takes quite a while. Again,
yes,
a lot
yes.
of patience
mm-hmm.
To sit down and just repeat, really.
Yeah.
I could imagine.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have more with physical therapist Charlotte Walter. Dr. Charlotte Walter.
Thank you, Lloyd.
From the Wyoming Rehab of Sheridan Memorial Hospital right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
First Federal Bank and Trust would like to recognize another winner of $1,000 in cash and a $1,000 marketing donation match from Sheridan Media. As part of their community commitment, Bighorn High School is receiving these funds for random drawing.
We're giving $1,000 away every week to a qualified nonprofit organization. Next week, it could be your nonprofit. Visit our website, efirstfederal.bank, for details. First Federal Bank and Trust and Sheridan Media present Community Commitment, member FDIC.
Have you heard? Sheridan's own Vacutech is growing, and now they are hiring part-time weekend workers. Open positions include general labor, machine operators, craters, and more. Vacutech is offering weekend premium pay and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. This is a perfect opportunity to make extra money or even make a great living while working weekends and enjoying the week off. For more information and to apply, visit Vacutech's open opportunities page on their website at vacutechllc.com.
Summer's here. That means warm weather road trips. You're ready, but is your car ready? Are your tires safe for hot weather driving? Midas Tire and Auto has rebates up to $170 on name brand tires like Michelin, BFG, Cooper, and Hankook. Is your vehicle's air conditioner running on empty? New or old, including the most recent YF Freon systems, Midas works on all AC systems, getting and keeping you safely on the road for this summer's travels. See Midas Tire and Auto in Sheridan.
At Sheridan Memorial Hospital, telemedicine is as easy as clicking a link in a text message and allows you a visit with our medical professionals remotely without any time wasted on travel or in the waiting room. No additional software or app is needed, making it easy for you to access our medical services anytime, anywhere. This is Dr. David Nickerson, Medical Director at Sheridan Memorial Hospital Urgent Care, and we look forward to helping you prioritize your health at your convenience. Make an appointment today by calling or texting 675-5850 or visiting our website at SheridanUrgentCare.com.
This announcement is brought to you by Farmers Co-op, your farm and ranch supply store on Coffeen Avenue.
Crank them up for the Lighter Rally June 23rd and 24th. Friday evening's entertainment is Brock Finn with humor by Softail Rick A. Saturday's poker run to Buffalo and back starts at 11 a.m. and is capped off with a night of music by Lucy Was Right, along with more funnies by Softail Rick A. Did I mention a silent auction with the proceeds going to the Advocacy and Resource Center? Food, drinks, and free camping on site. The annual Lighter Rally June 23rd and 24th. For questions, call Bob at 752-2721.
What if I told you you could save hundreds or even possibly thousands of dollars shopping? That's exactly what I'm telling you. And even better, you're shopping local vendors. The summer auction on SheridanMedia.com has pages of items for sale. You'll see the retail price, and you can bid half of that price if no one else bids, and you'll get it for that price. You can save hundreds and even possibly thousands of dollars. I hope you're going to SheridanMedia.com right now. Click on the summer auction ad and place your bids.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this morning we are speaking with physical therapist Dr. Charlotte Walter from the Wyoming Rehab of Sheridan Memorial Hospital. Now, Doc, we've talked about rehab in the clinic and some of the processes that we have to go through, but one thing that I did want to touch on based on the stuff that was sent to me, Wyoming Rehab has events with the community, which I think is absolutely fantastic. This is, I mean, the list goes on. So first off, one thing that, since you specialize in it, what is pelvic floor physical therapy?
Mm-hmm. So pelvic floor physical therapy is a branch of physical therapy specialized in treating concerns regarding bowel or bladder dysfunctions, pregnancy and postpartum changes, as well as any like sexual dysfunction.
And what does that entail? Is mm-hmm. it, I mean, because I'm picturing me laying on a floor.
Yeah. So I think would be most helpful if you I can give you a couple like situations or examples of patients appropriate for pelvic floor PT. So specifically, so maybe a young woman in their 30s and they've had a couple children and now they're having, you know, pelvic heaviness or maybe leaking urine with chasing after their kids or exercising and things like that. And so what we do is we come in and we look at, okay, what is the strength and awareness and recruitment of those pelvic floor muscles, which I always stress they're muscles just like the muscle in your bicep, muscle in your shoulder, and they can get weaker over time if they're used improperly or after an injury and they're not rehabbed fully. And they can also get stronger with the right amount of, you know, guidance and progressive loading, just like any other muscle. So it depends on the patient. Sometimes we're focusing more on that strengthening aspect. Sometimes we're focusing more on like a relaxation and awareness aspect of those muscles can get so tense and guarded, thinking of like muscles in your neck or again, your shoulder that cause some pain and discomfort. Same thing can happen in the pelvic floor, which causes pain, discomfort, dysfunction. So it may be more teaching you more relaxation strategies and stretching strategies. A lot of times that we have patients come in with like a lot of urgency related to voiding of they have to, you know, pee before they leave the house, pee when they get to the store, that kind of thing. And we do what's called bladder retraining for that to better tune into, well, what is maybe irritating the bladder? How are the pelvic floor muscles involved in that? And how can we get you better control of those symptoms?
See, that is really interesting to explore because, I mean, a lot of people think, well, I'm just getting old.
No.
And that's all there is, right?
Right.
But I hear that all the time. It's just your age.
No, but that's not the case. I mean, there's no reason someone in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s should be peeing their pants.
Yeah.
There's
something behind it.
Yes.
And we can get it fixed.
Yes, we can. Yes.
It's going to take a little bit of work.
It'll take some work. Yes. Take some time.
I mean, if you're going through that, mm-hmm. it's worth the work.
Yes. And unfortunately, I think it's an area that a lot of people don't feel comfortable talking about.
I have
so many patients who come in and tell me, oh, I haven't told my doctor about this for years because I like didn't think there was anything I could do or I was embarrassed to talk about it. And so I think that's a big reason why I'm so passionate about it and want people to know that this is not something you have to live with. It's a quality of life thing that we can so easily remedy.
And, you know, just for some listeners out there who happen to maybe be going through anything like this, mm-hmm. I think shame comes from fault.
Yeah.
Right? They think, well, this is obviously my body's mm-hmm. fault. There's nothing I can do about mm-hmm. it. So it's just something I got to hide forever.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
No. And
we can get it fixed. It just got to open up and be honest about it. Mm-hmm. And they can come see you.
They
correct?
Can. Yes.
If they have this problem.
Absolutely.
I don't need to go see my doctor first. I can come straight to you.
So a great option is to do a free screen. That's something that we do at Wyoming Rehab. If patients aren't sure if they need physical therapy or just have some questions about, well, I have these symptoms, what is my next step? And so if a listener is interested or finds it like, oh, that's me, that applies to me, I'd encourage you to call the clinic and ask for like a free screen with a pelvic floor therapist. And you can, it's a 30-minute block of time that you can come in and chat with one of us and see, well, is this something that I can help with pelvic floor PT? And then if we do decide that like formal physical therapy would be the way to go, then we do need a referral from your doctor. And so often we can call your doctor to get that referral, or if it's a new problem that your doctor isn't aware of and wants to, you know, make sure we check out some other things and rule out some other concerns, then they might have you, you know, come in and then refer you back to PT.
Well, see, that's fantastic. Free screening.
Free screen.
I can walk in there.
Yes.
30 minutes of my life and I might be able to solve this problem.
You might learn something. Yes, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what else does the free screening cover? Am I being screened for
literally anything? Yeah. So usually we have folks that come in with, oh, I hurt my shoulder over the weekend, or I'm having some back pain, or I'm, you know, have some concerns about pelvic floor, that kinds of thing. And so it's a scheduled appointment, you know, it's a certain time that you call and you just have that 30 minutes to get in front of a healthcare professional and ask those questions related to, again, usually it's a spectrum of, okay, go ahead and try these things, or, oh, you definitely need to go to your doctor. PT is not the appropriate realm here. Or, yes, physical therapy would definitely help. Let's get that referral ball rolling to get you in here.
And as you said, you might require going back to the doctor.
It may.
So that they can rule out, okay, this isn't this.
Yes.
It's not that.
Right.
And yes, they were right. Physical therapy is the direction you need to go. Mm-hmm. What injury in our area do you see the most walk through the door?
I think most often is like either back or knee pain, because we have such an active community here in Sheridan. And so I see a lot of people either with back pain or after a back surgery, or like knee pain and after like a knee replacement or surgery.
And to try and help alleviate that, I mean, many of us have worked very physical jobs in the past or still currently do.
Yeah.
Proper lifting techniques. Maybe posture. Does posture play into like back problems later on in life?
It can. I think posture is a popular word to throw around of like, well, if you have good posture, you won't have back pain. And that's not necessarily a direct correlation. It's more of, well, how are you using your back throughout the day? And if you're doing a very heavy physical job, we need to make sure that you're also like strong enough to do that over and over and over. I think a lot of people operate at their like one rep max throughout the day, or like their top functional level throughout the day. And we need what we call a functional reserve to be able to complete that level of activity over and over and over each day. So it may be, yeah, I have a physical job, but you may benefit from some specific, you know, strengthening routine a couple days a week, just so that your body is able to handle that amount of activity and loading over time.
We're not built like machines.
No, not quite.
Unfortunately, we're not made of iron.
No.
Doc, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come in here and speak with us this morning. I always appreciate whenever they send someone from Sheridan Memorial Hospital. You guys are consummate professionals. And during the break, she answered a lot of questions for me. So
yes.
I greatly appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.